I'm J.R. Whalen in the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal in New York. U.S. stock markets fell Friday morning on signs the coronavirus outbreak could be pulling back economic growth in some markets. The virus has continued to spread to new areas. On Friday, Lebanon recorded its first case. A 45-year-old woman who arrived there from Iran on Thursday night was placed in quarantine after testing positive. Wells Fargo is nearing settlements with the Justice Department and the SEC over its long-running fake account scandal. People familiar with the matter told the Journal that the settlements could total $3 billion. The settlements are only expected to involve the banks, so regulators and prosecutors could still take action against former executives. And the U.S. government and the Afghan Taliban have reached a deal for a one-week reduction in violence. The agreement, which is set to begin today after months of talks, covers elements such as roadside bombs, suicide bombs, and rocket attacks. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the reduction in violence could be followed by a permanent peace deal next week. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.